This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Asian and European markets plunging overnight, and now Wall Street's doing the same. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by nearly 1,000 points at times in early trading because of global market fears over a spike in coronavirus cases. Democratic presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders just releasing a plan this morning about how he would cover child care through the age of three. On last night's 60 Minutes on CBS, he was questioned about a wide range of issues by Anderson Cooper.
Is America great? In many ways, we are. In some ways, very significant ways, we're not. We're not great when half of our people today are living paycheck to paycheck. When 500,000 people tonight are going to be sleeping out on the streets, including 30,000 veterans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
President Trump and the First Lady making a big splash during their first official visit to India.
The First Lady and I have just traveled 8,000 miles around the globe to deliver a message to every citizen across this nation. America loves India.
That's President Trump speaking to a huge crowd at the biggest cricket stadium in the world. In fact, it's the first event held at that venue and drew about 110,000 people. From there, the President and First Lady went to the Taj Mahal. The two of them are going to be attending a state dinner in New Delhi tomorrow night. Jury deliberations are entering a fifth day in the Harvey Weinstein sex crimes trial in Lower Manhattan. On Friday, the jury told the judge they were deadlocked on two counts, the two most serious charges of predatory sexual assault. However, the judge ordered them to keep going. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former Vice President Joe Biden weighing in on why he thinks fewer African Americans in South Carolina are supporting him. He spoke to CBS's Face the Nation, Biden saying he is going up against two billionaires, and he specifically mentioned businessman Tom Steyer and the amount of money that he has spent in the Palmetto State. A new CBS News YouGov Battleground Tracker poll finds that Biden is now the first choice of 35% of African Americans in South Carolina compared to Steyer, who's at only 14%. Biden's numbers are down, though, 19 points from the same poll back in November. Actress Tori Spelling is hitting back at her kids' bullies on social media. The former Beverly Hills 90210 star taking to Instagram Saturday, saying her 11-year-old has endured enough bullying to last a lifetime. She says her daughter Stella now associates her education with boys that have been so horrific to her. Meanwhile, Spelling says the school that stood up for Stella has not helped her son, Liam, as he was bullied to the point that she says he developed severe emotional-based headaches and stomach aches as well. and famed NASA mathematician Katherine Johnson has died at 101, I should say. She was among those featured in the movie Hidden Figures, telling the story of African-American women who played key roles at NASA years ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We come to you live 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And for more information, all the information you need to know, you can find it at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, if you've listened to the show at all, one of my most favorite documents is our U.S. Constitution. What our founding fathers gave us is just beyond brilliant. Any kind of adjective you would want to put to that just does not seem to do it justice. But I would say that I am grateful for our next guest. Judge Douglas Ginsburg is going to be joining us to talk about the Constitution and to discuss this new PBS series that, gets you into the origin, maybe some nuances, and help you appreciate that no matter what the view you have, it is a binding document that formulates our worldview and our discipline to continue this great American experiment. I mean, it is such a blessing. Judge Ginsburg, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. I'm delighted to be here.
Well,
is airing on public television over the next few months, the more or less perfect union, and I hope your listeners will be interested in tuning in after they hear about hear us talking about it.
This is a must view to see this. What I grew out of this, Your Honor, is that just a broader appreciation, especially in a very partisan environment that we live in right now. Our founding fathers wanted the country to really be the epitome of a broad tent. They knew that people, I guess instinctively, they knew people were going to be drawn to this great American experiment, and it demanded a document that would be able to embrace cultures of the entire world, did they not?
Well, yes, of course. At the time of the founding, the country was very much a country of immigrants,
mm-hmm.
No one had been here more than a few generations at that point. So that was very much a factor in the founders' thinking. But Bill, the document, as you say, is probably it's a wonderful achievement, and I think it's properly been called the greatest secular document ever written.
Yes.
But the document and what we have now are really quite different because of so much pulling and hauling and tugging at the terms of the Constitution by the Congress, by the Supreme Court, that I don't think the founders would recognize the government that we have now, or the Constitution as a practical matter that we have now. My hope is that we can recover some of that ground and restore some of the protections that were built into the Constitution.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I would say that, what echoes through the millennia was that question that was put forth to Benjamin Franklin. Okay, what kind of government do we have? And he said, a democratic republic, if you can keep it, right?
A republic, if you can keep it. And it was a very important statement because that was the challenge. And we have not entirely lived up to that, I have to say. The framers' original constitution was intended to protect our liberties by having a very limited government of enumerated powers, and those powers being separated among the three branches, so that the Congress would legislate, the president would enforce the laws, and the courts would adjudicate. Mm-hmm. And that's really changed a great deal since the founding, Bill. Notwithstanding the clarity of the structure in the Constitution, we now have a situation where most of our laws do not come from the Congress. The Congress delegates its lawmaking authority to some administrative agency. That agency passes regulations that have the force of law. In the recent Congress, there were 18 regulations with the force of law for every one public law passed by the Congress.
Yes.
So it's really a complete distortion of what was intended. And then in those agencies, many of them, far from having separation of powers, many of those agencies can not only pass the regulations, but enforce the regulations and then act as the judge as to whether someone's violated them. Madison, the father of our Constitution, called that combination of powers, quote, the very definition of tyranny,
close quote.
And that's a major problem today.
Yeah, and the other thing you didn't mention is that you also have the participation of what we would define as activist judges who come in and overreach, but yet there's no pushback, Your Honor. I mean, this continues, and we the people are standing by here, and I am indicting, the everyday citizen whose responsibility. I mean, the way the framers of our Constitution designed this is they really turned the org chart upside down. Instead of having the elites or a president at top and then everything, in a typical organization and the minions being at the bottom, the framers said, no, it had to be a government of, for, by, we, the people, which by definition puts us at the top of the food chain. But if we don't administrate and we don't apprehend that rightful authority position, then you have a government whose org chart has been turned upside down.
Well, there's a lot to that, Bill. You're right. And one of the ways in which it's happened is that we've gone from a presumption of liberty in which the government doing something to somebody that injures them in some way has to explain itself, and now we have a situation in which it's the citizen who has to explain himself. It really is a reversal of what was expected. The Supreme Court has been, I think, quite complicit in this over the years. Mm-hmm. In their so-called interpretation of the Constitution, which has often involved snipping little parts out and sometimes putting other parts in that weren't there.
Yes.
That's really quite a shocking revision of the Constitution. So I'll give you an example or two.
Yes.
Article 1 of the Constitution authorizes the Congress to regulate interstate commerce. And everybody understands that means sending goods from one place to another.
Mm-hmm.
And so for 130 or 40 years, labor relations, manufacturing, mining, retailing were not subject to federal regulation because they were local activities.
Exactly.
Of course, the transportation of the goods was. But then in the 30s and 40s, the Supreme Court said, well, actually, it's anything affecting interstate commerce. And, of course, almost everything commercial affects interstate commerce. Anything you do locally mm-hmm. may have an effect on interstate commerce. And that's why we got this huge administrative apparatus in Washington that we now have, with all of these agencies regulating some aspect of our lives on the basis that was really invented by the Supreme Court.
And, of course, supported by the bureaucracy, because as Ronald Reagan put it, as you'll recall, that's about the closest thing to eternal life in our government is the bureaucracy, right? Oh, Lord. And but, Judge, how do we turn this around? Can we get it back into control and bring it more into alignment for the original purpose? Is that possible?
Well, Bill, that's really the question of the day. You hit the nail on the head there. What's happened over the last 30 years or so, maybe 25, while the court has been chipping away at our liberties and the Congress has been intruding well beyond its authorized powers, is that civics education has fallen to a low.
Your Honor, we got to go to a quick...
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Hey, fresh and independent we are. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation continues with the Honorable Douglas Ginsburg. Judge Ginsburg joins us, and we're talking about Voices of Our Republic. This is also a book, but it's also a PBS series that is out this month. It's must-see. I would say this is you want to record it because you want to go back and review this over and over again. And let me say to you that this is a civics education that was missing. And especially in the current venues of our public education system, this is a much needed experience and commitment to our education that we need in this current environment that we find ourselves in, this 21st century America. Judge Ginsburg, as we were talking before, civics education is absolutely vital to the future. If we are going to pass on to this next generation, you know, the freedoms that were intended by our founding fathers, we may have messed it up, but I think there's still a way to right the ship, right?
Well, I certainly hope so, and I think so, Bill. I spent a lot of time producing this program, A More or Less Perfect Union, the PBS TV show, on the assumption that and the expectation that a more informed public would resist this continual intrusion into our liberties, and schools have dropped civics education in many places. History has going by the wayside. There is some backlash now. The governor of Florida just mandated that civics be taught in every school district.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great development. So we're starting with the public television audience with this show, A More or Less Perfect Union, but it is also supporting an entire civics curriculum for 170,000 teachers around the country who have signed up and are getting the materials. And there'll be some video each week and critical questions to for discussion. And there's another unit of four, I think it is, lessons for Black History Month, which is this month, of course.
Exactly.
So I'm hopeful that we can turn this around if the public becomes as informed as we really need to be. And that companion book, The Voices of the Republic,
yes.
Yeah, that's the book, and it's available everywhere. Books are sold. That's a piece of the puzzle here. That's part of what we're trying to get across to people. There, you've got about 75 contributors with their thoughts on the Constitution. It includes several Supreme Court justices, Justice Gorsuch, Justice O'Connor, Justice Breyer, I think, Alan Dershowitz, Al Sulzberger, the publisher of the New York Times. Very wide range of views.
Yeah, Jack Nicklaus, the golfer. You got the golfer Jack Nicklaus, the actress Jeanine Turner. I mean, some everyday people. You know, I mean, when you say everyday, we talk about, you know, icons like that. But, Gene Simmons, the musician. I mean, this is what I appreciate about this book, and along with the PBS special, again, as I grew to appreciate that there's a breadth of understanding of what freedom means and how people are playing this out. You even get, we've got input from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, not a relative, by the way, that you cleared up, because people say, Ginsburg, spelled the same. Is there some relationship there? So thank you for clarifying that.
No, that was that's her married name.
Yes.
She was not born a Ginsburg.
Yes.
That's right. What the book illustrates is the centrality of the Constitution to American life. And, you know, too many people have opinions about the Constitution but haven't bothered to read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would need a lawyer to understand the deed to your house or the mortgage. But the Constitution was written for the public to understand and to be able to protect and assert their rights. And I think very few people, unfortunately, actually read it these days.
Exactly.
It's not even taught in many schools.
Well, our founding fathers cautioned us. They said, if you don't understand the law, then it's not written correctly, so to speak. That's my interpretation. And that purposely, whether it was Obamacare or other documents, I don't know, Obamacare, my head exploded. I kept trying to force myself to read it, and the conflicting statements in it, Your Honor, was just mind-blowing to me. And I don't know, I mean, well, it's no wonder that probably less than 10% of the lawmakers actually read the 2,800 pages of Obamacare.
Well, I would be amazed if 1% actually read it, because much of it wouldn't make sense just reading it. You couldn't understand what it's accomplishing. So they have to rely upon staff reports about what it was designed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a sorry pass when not only the public but even our representatives can't get a handle on what is happening in their own chamber.
Exactly.
So that has to be corrected eventually.
A theme you've been sharing with us that we've held to on this show is that all policy and even elected officials, we need to ask the critical question, will it add or take away from our liberties? And I think this is one of the critical questions that we've abandoned for some reason, and this is why we're in the mess we're in right now, as you pointed out, just in one simple example.
If the public kept asking that question, the embarrassing answer would be no, 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 and eventually legislators would get the message, and the courts. It's not possible to understand the law if the courts give it a meaning that is not something that an ordinary person would glean from reading the law, mm-hmm. particularly the Constitution. Let me give you a very recent example. 10 years ago, the Constitution authorizes a government to take private property only for public use and if they pay just compensation. And that has that's been the law from the founding until 10 years ago. What's a public use? Well, obviously a school, a highway, a post office, even a railroad right-of-way can be justified as a public use. How about taking a bunch of houses, knocking them down? They're not slums. They're not blighted. To create a campus, an open field, so that a company can build office towers there and thereby provide more tax revenue for
exactly.
the city.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not a public use. And the Supreme Court said, well, okay, but it's a public purpose, and we know that because the city council voted for it. Well, a public purpose could be almost anything as long as the city council votes for it. And that was so out of line with the thinking of the country that 46 states have clarified to their citizens that they will not do that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the Supreme Court left it open for them to do.
Exactly. Well, a more or less perfect union, a personal exploration by the judge, explores the foundational document that governs those who govern us, the American Constitution. How did this come about?
Well, Bill, I've been thinking and writing about the Constitution for the last 20 years or a little bit more, and my capacity as a judge has exposed me to a lot of the things that we're talking about here today. And so when Free to Choose Media approached me about hosting something, a program on the Constitution, I was very keen to take this opportunity to make a contribution to civic education. It's an appropriate role for a judge, frankly.
Exactly.
So that's the backstory.
Well, and here we are, as you stated when we first began our conversation, the hope is that our conversation, what you've done with PBS, will encourage people to reconnect with this founding document. I encourage people in critical holidays like, the 4th of July or Memorial Day, to pull out the Constitution and read it. In fact, there was a sweet story about a Fox host who would do that in his backyard. And, of course, we know that Charles Krautheimer since has passed away, but his son said that he's going to continue that tradition. And we've been doing that for the past couple of years as well, encouraged, because I would say on the show often, I would say, you need to get the Constitution and read it today. It's a quick read. It doesn't take that long. But it reconnects us with our founding, and I find it quite interesting as we go around and read it. You start seeing light bulbs turn on, It's pretty neat.
And anyone who does read it will see, they'll be reminded that there is a process for amending the Constitution. And it's not easy, but it requires a broad public support. 3/4 of the states have to ratify. It doesn't provide for amending the Constitution by Supreme Court interpretation.
Right. Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. Judge Ginsburg has been our guest, a more or less perfect union. It's out on PBS.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Asian and European markets plunging overnight, and now Wall Street's doing the same. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by nearly 1,000 points at times in early trading because of global market fears over a spike in coronavirus cases. Democratic presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders just releasing a plan this morning about how he would cover child care through the age of three. On last night's 60 Minutes on CBS, he was questioned about a wide range of issues by Anderson Cooper.
Is America great? In many ways, we are. In some ways, very significant ways, we're not. We're not great when half of our people today are living paycheck to paycheck. When 500,000 people tonight are going to be sleeping out on the streets, including 30,000 veterans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Lou Euler joins us now. Lou, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. And we've got lots to catch up on, Mr. Lou. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing well, and you're absolutely right. The impeachment clouded everything for months and years, and now we're back to some semblance of normalcy, and we can talk about America's future. You bet.
Well, without a doubt, and I think the president is doing something that Barack Obama always talked about doing, you know, in terms of some sense of fairness. But this president has been rather fair, especially with these recent pardons and commutations that he decided on. And even the Democrats are hard-pressed to argue, especially when he releases a former Democratic governor.
Yes, I know. That's amazing, and you're right. It shows he's even-handed, and that's vital.
Exactly, and all this is brought to you by the overreach of these prosecutors still left over from, you know, the Mueller convention and all the Russian collusion stuff going on. You know, what they've done to, you know, Roger Stone, and what they're continuing to do with Michael Flynn, especially with Roger Stone with this latest reveal, you know, coming out. And not to mention, you know, the suggested penalty that they want to put on Roger Stone, again, when you compare it, like you and I talked about last week, when you compare it against other, you know, major crimes, I mean, it's two, three times as high as some of these major crimes out there. I mean, it's just ridiculous what the prosecutors were recommending on this. Unfortunately, for AG Barr, President Trump's tweet probably came a little bit too close to, you know, Barr's business, and that's why he made the comments that he made, that, you know, the president's tweets are making it impossible, which is a pretty strong wording, but he wanted the president to know, and I think he also sent a message, which they're not picking up on, is that he really sent a message to the media who were suggesting that maybe Bill Barr was the president's wingman.
Yes, yes. Now, you know, you've put your finger on something of incredible importance to America when the president said, we have a swamp in mm-hmm. Washington, right. and we got to drain it. Little did we know that that swamp, unfortunately, included and encompassed the Federal Bureau of Investigation and other stellar institutions that we've always believed in. Mm-hmm. But now we know that the downside of Washington and its corruptive capability have reached every aspect of the federal government, mm-hmm. and it is absolutely now time that we bring that size of that government down and force it to just focus on the important things instead of reaching worldwide, frankly, to corrupt the people and the institutions that we believe in.
Well, you know, you talk about things like the Logan Act and people interfering with our national security. And to your point here, Lou, and we've kind of made a broad brush statement, and I make no apology for it because I think it's probably more true than wrong. And it's along the lines of what you just stated. When you consider all the three-letter agencies under the Obama regime, I mean, it smacks of corruption. I mean, look at what the IRS did to the Tea Party. Look at what the EPA has done. I mean, they have been so weaponized and so corrupt. What they have done in attacking everyday citizens, it's disgusting. And they have not had their comeuppance. We, the people, have not come on in such a way to where we can hold them accountable. We talk about it, but we really need to mount an offensive against this corruption and come alongside this president who is saying the things that we want to hear, and we're all cheering for it, but he needs reinforcements, Lou. He needs the encouragement of we the people, that he understands and knows that the people are behind him on this deal, because if we're going to clean up this mess and get this country back on track, we have got to return to the basics of law and order, and we've abandoned that. The FBI, the CIA, the security agencies, FISA abuses, I mean, just go down the line. I mean, the fruit of this poison tree, I mean, it's not even a tree, it's an orchard of trees, Lou.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right. And one of the companion shameful aspects of our society is what has happened to our young people.
Yes.
Look at what is happening with Bernie Sanders. Here, an outright, upfront socialist is winning most of, or in many cases, the young people of America. And as we look at the education system across America, we find that many of our young people don't know Washington from Lincoln. They don't know the Revolutionary War from the Civil War. And they have been lured into supporting an outright socialist against which our founding fathers fought religiously and right up front to stop that government-run operation in England, which is nothing but today's socialism.
Exactly. And Lou, you're right on so many levels, but on a practical sense, and I mean, we can blame the professors for indoctrinating our kids and, you know, getting them in debt to the tune of $1.6 trillion. I mean, that's real. But the other real part is that we cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater. We got to listen to what the perception is, even from Bernie Sanders' standpoint. Even though I don't agree with him, you've got to at least listen and say, okay, what is the message? Why are these kids, because like anything, it doesn't, you know, the lie doesn't have to be, you know, fully explained. It just has to have enough hooks in it that it convinces people on an emotional level that they're getting screwed. And yes. Bernie Sanders has been able, Ocasio-Cortez, the other socialists, have been able to take these inefficiencies. And I would dare say, and this is where I think you're spot on, is all this corruption that has been underlying our government and interfering with our national security and capitalism and capitalism and capitalistic gains. I mean, what Barack Obama did to our economy, all these things have been detrimental and they've given credence to, you know, the complaints from some of these kids. But the fact of the matter is that we need to address these things, but they're not going to be addressed clearly. And this is what the kids need to understand. And anybody else that's leaning towards this socialistic mindset, it sounds good on paper. It has never been proven. It never delivers. And the only way that we're really going to make it fair for everybody is under the capitalistic system. We have seen that happen time and time again. This is why we are the envy of the world, because the power of this capitalistic economy. There is nothing that compares to it. This idea that socialism is selling is all one big ruse. It is a humongous lie. And there are millions of people that are lying dead in the wake of buying into this kind of socialism trap.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And what it does surface and reveal for us for the importance of our future and changing our future is that when you are stuck in a socialist environment like Obama was producing for us, the average annual economic growth for the last 4 years of his term was 1.2%. That takes 70 years to double the size of an economy at that grotesquely small rate of growth. Whereas as we reach the kind of level that Trump is shooting for, that Reagan achieved, that JFK achieved, 4% or better, you can double the size of the economy in 18 years, and that helps everyone because the wealth is greater and it's shared by everybody. That's what we have to understand is right-sizing government, shrinking that government to be at a level that can achieve the kind of growth we need as a nation for the future of our young people.
Well, we know by experience, and it's empirical, Lou, that a rising tide rises all boats. And yes. It is not just for Republicans, not just for Democrats. It's for Americans at large. It's for all people. And this is what this is all about. This is the American dream, that it is freedom and justice for all. Lou Euler has been with us, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you.
Yeah, go to our new website at limittaxes.org. We've changed it. It's beautiful. You'll really learn from it. It's really helpful.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone. And one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Packages start at $39.99 a month for signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and
and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Patty Garibay's joined us. It's good to be able to talk with Patty. Usually we do this once a year. It's a kind of an annual event, and usually it's at NRB, but we're doing a pre-NRB meeting here. Patty's a visionary leader, as you know, with the American Heritage Girls under her leadership as founder and executive director. Tens of thousands of girls in 50 states across 15 countries have grown into women of integrity through service to God, family, community, and country. Patty, first of all, you know, congratulations, you know, to you and the team for all the great work that you've been doing around the country and in these 15 other countries. I mean, this is awesome.
It really is, Bill, and to think that it's we're entering our 25th year.
I was going to say, congratulations, 25 years. I mean, who would have thunk, you know, as God was waking you up in the middle of the night and saying, hey, Patty, yeah, come here, I want you to do this, right?
Right, and it definitely would, I would never have thunk it because I was a very unlikely character. But you know what I've noticed, Bill, is those are the types of people he tends to use, right? The unlikely
yes.
characters.
Exactly. I know, and people, you know, and I think it's just to keep us all humble.
Yeah.
You know, that God uses people that aren't necessarily the most intelligent or the most, they're just available. And they're just willing to answer the call, right?
That's right. They're willing to say yes and continue to say yes.
Now, you've got your new book, Autobiography, coming out. And hopefully you've reserved a copy for me.
I have.
Yeah, okay, good. I want an autograph on it too, Patty. I mean, for all that we've shared together, I mean, you can scribble down a little something there for me. But the title of her autobiography is Why Curse the Darkness When You Can Light a Candle?
Thank you. You know, so, it was really an inspiration from my father, who was chronically ill. He suffered from acute multiple sclerosis. And I was very, very close to my dad. He has since passed away, of course, from the disease. But he would hear all the time the different try as I had really with the Girl Scouts, because I had served with the Girl Scouts for such a long time, 13 years,
yes.
Volunteered on various levels. And it was from him that he said, you know, Patty, it doesn't seem like it's going to change. Why are you continuing here? And instead of cursing the darkness, light a candle. And he said, start something new. So that's where the title has come from.
No, but, you know, you had to go through that desert experience.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? And some people, you know, like you say, you want to curse it and say, well, you know, was it a waste of time? Oh, no, it was it was an opportunity to learn. And God, just like he had to do with Moses, he took Moses out in the desert, and this was your desert experience.
It truly was. And, you know, when I look back at these 25 years and then the years before, you know, building this program, I would not have the fire in my belly that I still have today if I hadn't gone through all of that before.
Exactly.
So I think the passion is built in those years that we are beginning to listen to the Lord's call. So that's important.
You know, the last time we talked, I was excited because, well, you know, me being a radio person, I love radio. I think it's just such a powerful medium. And the way you've been able to utilize it as well, you've taken it to the next level with your one-minute radio features called Raising Godly Girls. And that continues to expand.
It sure does. It's going all over the country and helping parents just with these tidbits, these daily tidbits on what to do around raising godly girls. For instance, you know, what do I do if my daughter has FOMO or if she is unsure about her gender identity? You know, we're tackling some serious issues in just less than a minute, and it really has benefited parents, and also encourage them to come to our blog to learn more about that subject area. So it's sort of a bit of a teaser, a bit of a hook that will help parents go into something deeper.
Well, you're doing something that's sometimes very difficult for parents to do with their young daughters, young boys the same way, starting the conversation, right?
Yes, and that's what it's all about. Conversation started around that kitchen table, which, of course, is where American Heritage Girls was founded. So it just makes sense that we're doing these minutes and helping use the 25 years plus of experience that we've had in raising up girls to be able to share with our radio audience.
Well, you're talking about real things. I mean, bullying, social media, sexualization, body image. I mean, the cultural issues that our young kids are facing. I mean, Patty, when you and I were growing up, I mean, it was a speck compared to what our kids are exposed to and our grandkids are being exposed to. It really frightens me when I think about what is the landscape going to look like 10 years from now.
That's so true. There is, but you know what? God is still sovereign, right?
Amen.
And we must have hope. And that is what we're trying to instill in the parents. Yes, these issues are out there, but, you know, the Word of God stands on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And those answers to these problems are still there. And that's what's so cool about Scripture. It's timeless and it's truth.
Yeah, and speaking of which, I mean, God's real clear. I mean, he warned us, and we see it and read about it in the Old Testament. You know, when the children of Israel were, you know, following God's lead, it all went well for them. When they decided to go their own route, deny God, follow idolatrous, other foreshadowings of the real God, which was comical because God's like going, wait a minute, you know, here you are. You go out in the woods, you grab a piece of wood, and with half of it, you're warming your food or heating it up or whatever and cooking your food, and the other half, you're worshiping it. And then you drag it around. You know, what kind of God do you, you got here, you know?
Oh, yeah. This is so true. And, you know, we still do that today, right?
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Problem.
In various forms. But it's still, but like you said, God's Word stands on its own. It is true. And when we abandon it, again, I go back. One of my favorite conversations that God had was with Cain. And this is something that speaks through the millennia. And he just says to Cain very simply, you know, if you do right, will it not go well for you? That's it. You know, and when you look back in the history of man, when we do right, and it's not right by our standards, when he was saying when you do right, when you do righteously, when you do that which is holy, when you do that which reflects, you know, God Almighty, it's going to go well for you because you are in rhythm, in sync with the universe, that everything that God has created to be symbiotic and supporting the goodness and righteousness of God. Yes, we live in a fallen world right now. There's no doubt about it. But even in spite of that, the hope is God is truthful to his word. And, you know, if this was going to be a total losing cause, you know, and that we had no way, you know, as the Bible again says, that unless I could realize, you know, the goodness of God in the land of the living, you know, I would lose all hope.
Absolutely. And that's the hope that every one of these kiddos has today when they are in line and are aligned with the Lord and what His will is for their lives. And that's what HT is all about, is really trying to help girls navigate that and to understand that they are daughters of the King, that they are true to Him, and that their identity stands alone in Him. Mm-hmm. And these are important messages that we needed to hear when we were kiddos and really needed today. So it doesn't stop.
And to me, this is a golden opportunity to prove God is true and He's faithful, and that when they follow God's prescription and realize this, then what kind of legacy are they going to pass on to their little kiddos? Right?
Let it be written down on their doorposts, right?
Oh, man.
And
amen.
Many, many more generations to learn. And that's our prayer, that this is not just our first 25 years, right?
Yes.
This is God's ministry, and it'll last as long as He wants it to.
Exactly. And it's got to be exciting for you, Patty. You know, 25 years, and you look at, I mean, this in a sense has to be a bit of your opus, because you look and you see the girls that have gone through and how they've excelled, and you know, the citizens they've become, the women of faith they've become, the mothers they've become. That just has to be so rewarding for you.
It really, really is. You know, we're coming up with not just the 25th, but our big girl convention, where a lot of our alumna will be attending. And a matter of fact, there's a handful of alumna whose daughters are now old enough to be attending that convention.
Oh, wow.
And I had one of the girls that had graduated from my troop, and a few years ago, she had entered her daughter into the program, and she said, it was so cool, Miss Patty, that she still calls me Miss Patty, that the AHG oath remains the same. And I said, of course it does, because why else should we be founded if we were not still maintaining our mission and our vision that the Lord had anointed and appointed on us?
Exactly. Patty, can we talk about the Boy Scouts of America? Sad news here. What's going on? But there's been sad news coming out of the Boy Scouts of America for a long time, and for many of us, not surprised.
Well, it is a very sad thing. You know, I don't know if you knew this, Bill, but in 2009, American Heritage Girls really felt blessed to literally be partners with the Boy Scouts of America. We had signed a MOU with them, and we were really excited about the potential. And at that time, they were standing very firm for their founder's beliefs, and that was with moral righteousness and uprightness and all the rest. And they'd even gone to the Supreme Court, as you know, to defend that right, to make sure that boys were morally straight, or as best they could. And then that relationship for us lasted for 4 years, and in 2013, when the Boy Scouts made their decision to change membership standards, that is when American Heritage Girls left as well, and said, you know, we are no longer equally yoked. We helped found Trail Life USA, which is a excellent alternative to the Boy Scouts, far better, faith-based, Christ-centered, and a great bookend to the American Heritage Girl program. But knowing that, and knowing the people that have run the Boy Scouts for so many years, this breaks my heart.
Yes.
Again, I had been through this very similar situation, not as much with sexual abuse, although there was one, there was several incidents of that within the Girl Scouts. But to see the moral decline and to see it emulated one another. I could tell you this was going to happen. You know, you could tell that as soon as you are allowing sin to overtly come into an organization that was based on biblical principles,
exactly,
the rest is going to follow. And it happened in the Girl Scouts, and now it's happened in the Boy Scouts.
It goes back to what we said, if you do right, will it not go well for you, right?
Exactly. And I love that you said that, because you set this conversation up so well. But the key part of this that I feel, and I felt this way with the Girl Scouts as well, is this hiding from parents. These children are put in their precious care of these girls and boys organizations. And how dare they hide anything from the parents for the almighty buck that leads to a membership?
Exactly.
That's what really is driving me crazy. Anything that's hidden, any of these records for these men or women that molested these, that's unbelievable and unforgivable.
Patty Garvey, AHG's founder and executive director here with Bill Martinez. Patty, God bless. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Bill. Thank you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. You've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Fred.